Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a staple of the Kansas City Jazz Establishment, from the Members' Night at the Mutual Musicians Foundation back in 2010, that was veteran alto saxophonist Charles Perkins, a man who has soared since standing out in that 1980s band, the New Breed Orchestra. After getting the good education via Eddie Baker and Ahmad Al-Adin, amongst many others, at the Charlie Parker Institute, he blew away the staff with his prowess for mimicking Charlie Parker note for note. This is what Charles had to say about his time at the Institute.
That's really where it started right there. I was into also Charlie Parker, freshly into Charlie Parker. And, you know, we didn't have no Omni books or anything at that time. So, I mean, I had to, like, you know, do the old bit with, you know, take the record and slow it down to 16, you know, and try to get those licks and things down that way. So, I mean, I had all this stuff up under my belt. So I went in to Parker Academy, and I had this stuff memorized, and so I was back to him, and it just kind of floored them. You know, they said, wow, he said, you know all this? I said, yeah, I said, I love Charlie Parker.
After he got the good teaching and groundwork in Kansas City, he went on to New York City and became enamored with the work of Eric Dolphy and hooked up with a lot of cats out that way. But his family brought him back here into Kansas City, and over the years, he's been a veteran on the scene with KC bass jazz cat Gerald Spates. And he has been staying busy playing that music. Recently in 2016, he had a show at the Blue Room that I caught, and he, as always, was fabulous. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has plenty of veterans making the scene rich and fluid, like Bobby Watson, Todd Stray, Bob Bowman, and the great Joe Cartwright, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, running right towards your speakers with the best jazz wax around. This next cat is one of the nicest dudes around and a veteran on the New York City jazz scene with his sax mastery. This is Donnie McCaslin back in 2006 with the song Man Raisa off his CD Seen From Above. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Donnie McCaslin. I live in Brooklyn, New York, but I love Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was trumpet cat Ted Kersen, or the right-hand horn man for Charlie Mingus all of those years, both live and in the studio. That was the 1965 tune Straight Ice off his LP, The New Thang and The Blue Thang, both things we say around here. From the streets of Philadelphia, Ted became interested in playing trumpet after watching a newspaper salesman play a silver trumpet. At 10, he got his first one, and at the urging of none other than Miles Davis, he moved on to New York in 1956 and immediately performed and recorded with Cecil Taylor, and as they say, in the business, the rest is history. From the man that played the happiest jazz sound around, that clarinet, and he was good at it. Here's Buddy DeFranco with his quartet in tow back in 1955 with the song Everything Happens to Me off the LP In a Mellow Mode. Next, on this chilled straight-up hour of Neon Jazz, baby.
Thank you.
I'm Charles Perkins, and I'm a woodwind player in Kansas City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was New York City-born double bassist and bandleader Chubby Jackson with the tune Lac Le Monde off the 2010 CD Chubby Takes Over. So at 17, Chubby started out on the clarinet, then switched to the bass and would record with Louis Armstrong, Raymond Scott, Charlie Barnett, Oscar Pettiford, Lionel Hampton, and the list goes on and on. He is very well known for his good work with the Woody Herman outfit. And he even hosted a local children's TV show, Chubby Jackson's Little Rascals Weekday Mornings on WABC TV Channel 7 in New York City, and that was for a few years. And in 2000, he was inducted into the Big Band Jazz Hall of Fame, and rightly so. From the Breuer Kallis Koppel Orchestra, we give you none other than Trumpet Polka, right here on the Swingin' Hour of Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
from leader and guitarist Francisco Pais in the Lotus Project. That was the 2016 song The Painter off his CD simply called Verde. This green album features a collection of New York's finest young guns giving their take on jazz, also with elements of indie rock, modern jazz, country, tempered fusion, and American blues to the sound of drum and bass. These cats have made something completely in line with today's borderless music world, and it's a great listen. From talented Austrian jazz cat Roland Kovac and double bassist Gary Peacock, here's the tune Indian Summer, their take on it, off a tasty CD called The Modern 50s and 60s Jazz Essentials. And there was some good stuff going on there. Next on the show. Thank you.
This is Louis Hayes with Joe Dimino. Neon Jazz. People in the world, listen to the art form.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
That was bassist and composer Ark Obrutsky with his quintet in tow with the cut off his latest 2016 CD called Intersection. That was the tune Tom Thumb. So since moving to New York City in 2005, he has tore it up on the scene with cats like Curtis Fuller, Carmen Lundy, Steve Williams, Javon Jackson, Patience Higgins, Jim Rotundi, and the list goes on. As a lifelong component of the Eastern Europe and New York City music community, Ark has always returned to his roots regardless of where his musical endeavors have taken him, whether it's abroad or here in the States. From Canadian jazz saxophonist, flautist, composer, and arranger, Morris Mo Kaufman, with his quintet, we give you the tune Paco Paco off the 1987 CD Momentum. And that's the way he loved it. As we funnel our way to the bottom of this hour of music, kids. Again, that was Mo Kaufman giving you his dose and your dose of Paco Paco. Imagine going to Milan, Italy in 1952 to see Dizzy Gillespie and Don Byas. Are you there yet? Well, on this final track, you will be. Here's the tune, Ooshu Bidoobie. So with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man defined by one jazz catchphrase, ooh, shooby-dooby-dee, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That ought to do it.
I'd say so. Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
that means I love you too. Whenever you're passing by, all you can hear is say when you're gonna name the day. You say, ooh, shooby dooby, ooh, 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 shooby dooby, ooh, 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 shooby dooby, ooh, ooh, shooby dooby. Means that I love you.
Neon Jazz.